This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
AfterBuzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
You're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. I'm TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin. And we have in the house, finally, America's Chocolate Sweetheart, a.k.a. Coco Cena, yeah. Evan T. Mac. Evan T. Mac?
Yo, what up, girl? I miss you, man.
Man.
I did, girl. You've been doing your thing, though. I seen you. Waving that black girl magic wand all over Los Angeles. Flipping it around. Canadian black magic. What up?
Wow.
I see you.
We have an amazing show. We have the star of the week. We're also going to break down some news. But we have nothing but amazing guests that come on the show every single week. And this week is no different. We have the gatekeeper, a.k.a. the pretty badass, the current champion for Ring of Honor, Women of Honor. Mm-hmm. We have Kelly Klein in the house. Yo. What's up, Kelly?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. So what does it feel like, since both of us have never been champions in the ring, what does it feel like to be the current champion for Ring of Honor?
It feels right. it feels, I think just because it was such a long time coming, in a way, it's kind of like when you are really hungry and then you're so hungry that it's like you can't even feel it anymore. Mm-hmm. So it kind of got to that point where it was like, I'm waiting and waiting. And then it's kind of like, all right, it's time, you know? Mm-hmm. And, so then when it happened, it was almost so surreal because, it gotten past that point where I was like, okay, it's time.
Yeah. so like you put in the work and you know, you're ready, and it's just like, okay, now you guys need to recognize me.
Yep. Now we wait.
So, now what's the game plan as far as, matches coming up and, defending the title? I've seen in some interviews, you're like, whoever wants to challenge me, I'm here, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's the game plan for that?
Well, I am making every match a championship match because I wrestle every match like it's a championship match. Mm-hmm. So, that's how I approach it. So that's what it should be. And I want that to really attract the best of the best. And I want it to compel Ring of Honor to give me the best opponents. I don't want any wasted time. I don't want any wasted matches. Mm. I want everything to be raising the stakes and to be for the championship and to be something that elevates the championship and myself and my opponent. So that's where we need to find really the best people out there.
Now, you said one of your goals, like 2019 goals, was to develop as an athlete and interact with more like fan base and stuff like that. Have you been accomplishing that now that we're, you know, a couple weeks in?
I've talked to some people and done more research about how to better utilize media and social media. And I finally went and looked up my login for YouTube so that I could upload a video. So now that it's actually not that hard to do. I just had to go, you know, look up my password, and that was the hassle, but did that part. So now I'm looking forward to having that as just another outlet for some content and another way to reach my fans and for them to reach me.
So what are your thoughts on like how women are being represented throughout like different promotions nowadays? Like what comes to mind?
I think that we are really, we've been for a long time in the midst of this revolution, but now it's kind of at a point where we have to be careful that the revolution doesn't become a buzzword and a marketing ploy. Mm-hmm. And I think we've seen that in a lot of situations, particularly with women across culture, when you think of just feminism in general, and then it becomes its own machine. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see that happen to the women's revolution, to where, oh, now it's this, you know, it's this catchy thing and it's this marketing ploy and it's a gimmick, because it really needs to continue to be organic and genuine. And so that's just something we have to look out for and make sure that we all remember why we started and what we are striving for, and keep our eye on that.
Yeah, I think just watching, you know, certain things happen throughout different promotions, mm-hmm. just seeing it become not a first, but it's just like, oh, this has been happening. Yeah. It's no longer the first women's whatever, the first women's whatever. And it's just normal to have a main event, women being the main event, et cetera. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And yeah, I definitely agree with you, not it being a gimmick. Right. It's like, oh, we're going to do this because this is the in thing to do now, but we're going to go back to, you know, what we were doing before. But you are a very busy woman. You are a preschool music teacher.
Adorable. Yes, I am.
So how do you balance, and then you're also married, correct?
Yes.
So you're married, you're a preschool music teacher, you are a wrestler, and now you just added YouTube in the mix, which is a whole nother part-time job. How do you balance all of that?
Yeah.
It can be a struggle. right now I am battling some sort of cold that I think I've had for like a month, so if that tells you anything.
Oh, boy.
It's just, there have been times where I've not always been good at it, and I can overextend myself, but I have people around me that sometimes will step in and say, even at the preschool, this week I had some people say, hey, you're always here for the kids and that's great, but you have to take care of yourself, and we can let you go home a little early today and get some rest. And normally that's not something I would do, but I thought, you know what? I should go home and go take a nap. So having that good support group and the right people that sometimes know what the right thing might be for you when you don't want to see that is something that's really important. And then having those people also be patient when sometimes I don't get it right. Definitely being married, my husband has to share me. I'm very overambitious, maybe. Mm-hmm. I can overextend myself and I want to be involved in a lot of things. And I have to remind myself sometimes that it's okay to say no to things. And so that's something that he has to deal with and sometimes remind me that, hey, you don't have to do all of these things.
Right.
And and find better ways to prioritize my time. And sometimes things are just not the best value, not the best use of my time. So it's there's no right way to do it. Probably it's always a learning curve, but I just keep trying.
Nice. Now, do your students know that you are a champion? Like how do you,
my students right now don't because they're so young, but parents and other teachers do. So one of the moms will come in and drop her two-year-old off, and she'll say, hey, have a good day, champ.
That's awesome.
Things like that. So it's kind of funny because my kids are there too, and I'm Miss Kelly, or some of them call me My Kelly, and they just have no concept of that. I'm just, they get the side of me that is – the snuggles and you know, maybe if they realized this is why I have the stamina to keep up with them and why mm-hmm. I don't, you know, let them run all over me. I have the confidence. It's kind of interesting how wrestling can really contribute to how I'm able to work with the kids as a preschool teacher and vice versa. Mm-hmm. When I'm in the wrestling ring and I'm like, you know what? I've had a kid walk up to me with poop on their hand while another kid is, you know, running headlong into the wall and another kid is crying about something and I have to keep calm and take care of them all. So anything in the ring is kind of like, this is fine. This is not a big deal.
So definitely like the preschool teaching is like, it's harder than wrestling is what you're trying to say.
It's different. It's hard in a different way.
Yeah. I love it. So you make your own wrestling gear, right? Yes?
Yes, I do.
Like, what inspirations do you draw from? How do you come up with that? Are you just like, I need to throw something
wait,
on?
Wait, pause.
Yeah, she knits and stuff.
Like, that's nothing to just graze.
I was glossing over it.
Sewing.
I gave a slow pause.
I'm making wrestling gear. That's like another, where do you find time?
That's incredible.
That's amazing.
That is a struggle. That is another thing that sometimes I'll have to really think about planning ahead and figuring out when, if there's some gear that I want for something, that I really have to plan ahead and figure out when I can get that together. And then there are other times where, I have to just prioritize and maybe my new gear is not as important as my workout is mm-hmm. that time. And, but it's gotten better, over the years. One of the things with sewing is that sometimes sewing machines can just decide not to cooperate for absolutely no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you think you've got it all planned out and it's like, I've got plenty of time and I've got my stuff, you know, ready to go and my idea and then you're doing it. And then for some reason, the sewing machine just keeps like cutting the thread
mm-hmm.
and you don't know why. And you just take it apart and put it back together. And
now, do you use patterns or do you freehand it?
I freehand it.
Wow. You need beyond, forget crazy. The bell. You need something like the super, like, this is crazy. And you deal with infants. I was hanging out with my friend's son who is 2, and I was done for the count after 2 hours. And I don't know how you.
Like, unlimited energy.
I'm just saying, this is crazy.
I will say there are days where I'm standing in the middle of the room and they're just, you know, running circles around and I'm going, well, it's your classroom now. You guys are in
charge. Oh, so now you said Jazz was one of the wrestlers who inspired you. She's, you know, back at it. We actually had her before she made her, not debut match, would it be like?
Like a
reboot for the NWA championship.
Return.
Yes.
Return.
Return. Thank you. Do you want to have a match with her? And if so, on Dope. Top of Jazz, who else would you want to have matches with?
I absolutely want to have a match with her. And the fact that, you know, she and I both have something to put at stake, I think Dope. Lends itself to quite an interesting encounter.
Uh-huh.
She's definitely somebody that when I saw that she decided to become active again, I was kind of like, oh my goodness.
yeah, when she was on the show, she cut a promo while she was on the show. Yeah, and we were like,
we were scared. I thought she was cutting a promo against me. Like, Jazz, I don't want no problems, Jazz.
She's the man. And then her promo for NWA for the belt, when I think there was against Penelope Ford,
yes.
was amazing. Yeah, I'm really glad. I think that would be
awesome.
Two belts.
Yeah, man, champion versus champion.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to
I love that passion, and I think that's something that, you know, when people talk about an it factor, that's the kind of thing where it's just that intensity and that passion. So she's somebody that I would love to get in the ring with. Another person that I've always really wanted to work with, and again, they were saying, okay, well, I'm done in the ring and now I'm just hoping for another shot, is Gail Kim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because she's been dabbling, because I know she was behind, like, behind the scenes helping the girls out, but then she kind of was the referee, and it's like, is she coming back, like, almost like Daniel Bryan style?
I'm keeping my eye on her, because now I'm like, oh, wait a minute, you know, maybe... Maybe she's not, you know.
Officially.
So, like, what would you say to, like, a young female wrestler that was just starting out and she, like, wanted to be in your position? What would you say to her if you can give her any advice?
I would say take every learning opportunity you can. Oh, man. And it's, as a woman in wrestling, especially, you have to surround yourself with a good support system. Mm. And I think that it can be really important to have people that are outside of wrestling, whether it's your mom or a best friend or a sister or a brother or somebody who can see things from a different perspective. So I have my friend who has really no reference or concept of wrestling other than through me. And when I can get sometimes really bogged down in just the goals and the obstacles, and I'll sort of be telling her something and I'll just gloss over like, yeah, I was in this magazine. And she's like, wait a minute, that's a big deal, you know? And I'm like, well... And I'm telling her why it's not a big deal. And she's like, well, you're my only friend that's in a magazine. So
kind of big deal
to have that perspective from the outside when inside the industry, we can just get so laser focused and bogged down and not be able to step back. Having someone else that we can kind of see through their eyes is, I think, really healthy.
Wow. Now, you have wrestled in Japan. Is there anywhere else that you want to wrestle or you have time to wrestle?
I love wrestling in Japan and I would love to wrestle there again. I also, just so that I can say I've done it, I would really like to wrestle in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And then I keep seeing these things about people going to wrestle in Australia, and I've always wanted to go to Australia. So if I could wrestle and visit Australia, that would be amazing. But I think there's something really, really interesting about wrestling in front of audiences that are just hungry for wrestling. Mm-hmm. Right. So when I got to wrestle in Taiwan, that was a crowd who had not seen an all women's event ever. And they were just so happy that we were there. So when I see things like the events in China and just different areas that don't get it a lot or haven't gotten it, those would be places I would love to be able to bring wrestling to and be a part of that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Now, are there plans? Like, some people are great multitasking and being busy. Are there plans are there hopes to essentially become a full-time wrestler? Mm. Or the goal was where you are right now, being able to do two things that you love?
Well, in a way, I was a full-time wrestler, and I just always pick up other things because if I have any time, I want to do something else. Mm-hmm. And I had this time, and then I got the opportunity to teach at this music-based preschool, which was a perfect fit for me. And it's just so fulfilling. It's something I really love to do. A friend once asked me, Kelly, if you ever didn't have anything to do, like, what would you do? And I said, well, I'd find something to do. And that's kind of my thing. So I think it's really important, and I've said this before, for any wrestler to be well-rounded and not to only be taking in wrestling. Mm-hmm. So to be in a position where I'm able to fulfill myself in other areas, whether I'm coaching softball or teaching preschool or being involved in, you know, theater or just anything. I think that can really lend to how I, present myself in wrestling, whether it's in the ring or outside of the ring. And then you have so much more to bring to the table. But it's also an opportunity to, like I said, be fulfilled in other ways, but also just kind of step back and not be totally
immersed in wrestling.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's great when people are passionate and love it. And I do, but I also think it's healthy and important to be able to step back and step outside of it. And if you have other things, that you're able to be involved in, then you're more likely to be able to have those connections with other people and other things.
Yeah, it's definitely important with that.
Wow. I said, but what do you do though when you have some off time? Like you and hubby do date night. What do y'all do? Do you relax? Do you just sleep? What do you do when you have some time to just chill?
Yeah, we do date night, but we almost have to make ourselves, because both of us are so busy that sometimes when we do have some time off, we're kind of like, ooh, we just want to just rest and not go anywhere or do anything. But we'll go, you know, see if there's a good movie and go find some good food. He just took me to see the Shen Yun Ballet in New York.
Wow.
Cause that was something that I've just really been curious about ever since it came out. So we got to go do that. And then we went to dinner at a steakhouse, Spark Steakhouse, that is, has some mafia history, which is something he's really interested in. So
Dope.
We find things like that we can do.
Okay. You said steakhouse. So are you, so folks, like you are clearly like, you are my superwoman. So wrestler, teacher, sells your own stuff. Mm-hmm. You're married, because that's a whole other job in itself.
It is.
And then you're also saving the environment because you're vegan. So you cook vegan food, but you just said you were at a steakhouse. So what was?
What's up with that?
So, one of the things that I really kind of pride myself with, and that some of my friends I think are very grateful for, is that I'm really good at being able to find something to eat anywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
So we went, and they had a this really good like chopped vegetable salad, and it had like blanched asparagus and broccoli and mushrooms and everything. So I had that, and then I had, for my entree, they actually had a side that was these like button mushroom caps.
Oh, nice.
And I asked him how they were prepared. He said they prepared them in butter, and I asked if they would prepare them in oil, and he said that was fine. So that's what I had for my entree. And then for dessert, they had a fresh fruit bowl, fresh berries with vanilla ice cream, which I asked them to put on the side. And my husband had some of the ice cream with his cheesecake. it was pretty funny though, because the server was like, so you want the mushrooms? That's it. No entree. I'm like, yep, that's what I want. But it was really good, and it worked.
And
so we both got what we wanted.
And your husband is a meat eater.
Oh yes.
So how do you cook meat for him? Because I haven't eaten meat in quite some time, and I don't even know if I know how to cook chicken anymore. So do you still like prepare meal, or
I haven't for a while. We had been, we kind of have this ritual where we would get up and make breakfast together. And, just because of the way the scheduling was, I would get up and I would like put his turkey bacon on the pan. But now, because our schedules have changed, we'll get up and we'll both have our breakfast bowl, which is a plant-based bowl. And then he'll go to the gym and he'll have his eggs and turkey bacon later when I'm at work.
Okay.
So, I haven't had to, encounter that issue recently, which is good. Cause the longer I've been, following this lifestyle, the more uncomfortable I am with all of, you know, just the preparation and shopping and everything. So I'm kind of like, if I don't have to do it or be around it, that's better.
Yeah. My dad has been a vegetarian all my life. And like, if my mom didn't pick up meat, like we weren't having meat that week. Like it was just kind of like, well, I'm not touching it. So, and then I'm at the point where it's like, if you ask me to cook any form of meat thing, I think I'm a lost cause at this point. So.
And he's hasn't asked me to, so.
Oh, that's good.
He's really, really respectful of that's my choice. So when we do date night, sometimes He'll say, oh, do you want to go to this restaurant? And before I've even, you know, said anything, he's already looked up the menu and said, oh, they have this, you know, this is their vegan entree. And
nice.
He's already vetted it for me. So he's thinking about that and considerate of it, which
that
I really
a good
appreciate.
Husband right
good
there.
Man, good man. All
right. How long have you guys been married for?
A year and a half.
All right.
Oh, fresh marriage, too. Yeah.
It's fresh. Oh my goodness. So now you essentially got into wrestling because you were part of a rock band, and you're inviting people to your event, and the person you invited is like, I'll come to the event if you come to my wrestling match, and that's kind of how you got into wrestling. Is there any plans of like releasing another album, or maybe even like a kids album with the kids in the background or something like that?
Maybe. I would love to do that. I've been thinking about, and now that I've found my YouTube password, I was thinking about sharing some videos of some of my Circle Time songs that we do. some that are old classics, and then some that I just have made up. And then I have, you know, a few of my longtime fans that know about my musical background.
Nice.
And some who have heard me sing karaoke and things like that are always requesting songs. So I might start uploading some homemade karaoke videos on YouTube just for a good time.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, that's how the Biebs started.
It's true.
So it's true. You can add, you know, not only is she a wrestler, she like sings around. Oh my gosh, you making me tired.
Girl.
I've had some people requested Bohemian Rhapsody, and I think that'll be hilarious.
Oh
so I'm probably gonna do that one first.
And if you have the kids do that one too.
So adorable.
That would be awesome. So now what's the game plan for the rest of the year? So you had like your 2019 goals as far as social media to be more athletic. As far as the championship, you're always putting on the line every time you have a match. Any other plans that you have wrestling wise for 2019?
I really want to wrestle more people that I have not faced before. And I got an opportunity to go down to Gangrel's Wrestling Asylum and train with him a little bit.
Nice.
I've had opportunities to train with a few different people like Rip Rogers. I trained with Les Thatcher, and something that I've really wanted to do for a long time is go on sort of a training pilgrimage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that I would really like to do this year is once I kind of get situated to where I can take that kind of a trip to start mapping that out to where I can go and get into different training facilities with different trainers and put some time in with some new people.
Nice. I heard, oh my gosh, I think it's Kylie Rae. She's at Booker T's facility.
Dope.
And she was telling me about it, and it's like, I wanted to go.
Right.
So it seemed like such a great experience. So, you know, I might put that on the list as well.
Yeah, I got my eye on her too, so.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. Right, stay woke, girl. She's coming for you.
Now, is there any kind of, I don't know, 2019 is a little bit different because it used to be like the Holy Grail was WWE.
Yeah.
But because of where we are, especially for women wrestlers, mm-hmm. there's so many different opportunities. So is there any promotions that you want to work with that you haven't worked with before or that you might want to go back to that you're thinking about?
Like Lucha.
Yeah, that would be really interesting just because with that different approach of just that kind of like story and the more surreal, I think kind of storytelling style,
mm-hmm.
Would be a lot of fun. I've found recently I've become more open to all of the different things that wrestling can be.
Right.
And, I think for a long time, whether it was just my own personal preference, as well as some of my trainers' preferences and opinions, I felt like wrestling like needed to be different things. And now I'm starting to really, and we're all seeing all these examples where mm-hmm. I'm just kind of finally being able to wrap my head around the fact that, it can be so many things. And I got that and I was aware of it before. but I sort of didn't want to like think about it because there was still stuff that I'm like, yeah, but that's just, I don't get it.
Right.
Now I don't want to just be aware of these things. I want to actually sort of experience and embrace and really understand some of those things a little bit more. So that's where I'm at, where I'm not just acknowledging it and accepting it. I want to be like, okay, but now like maybe let me try it. Let me see what that's all about. So, that would be something that would be really cool. And just, learning about these different kind of philosophies and approaches.
Yeah. Another one to consider too is, wow. Like just you already have your storyline. Yeah. Like you're a teacher. Like they don't even need to, they just put you out. Like you already have it there. And, from speaking to several people from WOW, I think it's just a really great place for women. Another good promotion that's going to be coming up too. So, I mean, that might be a consideration as well.
And that's one that looks like a lot of fun and just like a totally different approach.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any talks with WWE or are you, is that even a consideration?
I would consider anything. Mm-hmm. But like we talked about, kind of having the flexibility with my schedule now, mm-hmm. is something that I really like.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know, because who knows? A friend of mine said, you know, you can stand on your head for a year. So it's kind of like maybe I could always try different things and
wait,
you know, for however long.
Yeah, what you mean by that? What you mean by you can stand on your
head?
Yeah,
I was like, wait
a
minute.
I'm not familiar with that term.
So just saying that if I tried a company that maybe wasn't the best fit for me, I wouldn't have to stay there forever.
Oh, but gotcha.
You can just kind of get through it for however long. But you don't know unless you try it. So
I'm going to take that one. Now that makes sense.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, well, I could... But you don't know until you really kind of give it a shot. So
right,
that's true.
Sometimes it fits.
I think for everybody that just the scenario is different. For me, right now being able, like being in the scenario I'm in where I'm able to teach and do these different things, where I'm at right now is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also in a place where I can always go back to teaching. So I think this year I am going to be balancing in a way that is more, certainly more geared toward wrestling and putting more of my time toward wrestling, than I am in the other things. So that would always be something I'd be open to.
Nice. But I definitely respect, I was talking to somebody about that yesterday where, I don't know if you saw Crazy Witch Asians, but the mother in the movie the mother in the movie pretty much said that North Americans, they follow their dreams and it's okay to do that, but they like leave everything else in the waste. Like who's going to be paying the bills? Who's going to help to take care of the family, all this other stuff. And I really love your approach because it's just kind of like you have these passions and it seems like, and obviously I'm not like, you know, in your business like that, but it seems like, you know, you're not one of these almost starving artists. Like I'm going to do all this, but you're very good at the things that you are doing. Like you're mm-hmm. able to make it work. And that's really commendable opposed to, you know, I'm going to be living on the street and then trying to wrestle. It's like, well, how are you going to pay for wrestling school? I don't know.
You know, so my goal.
So
yeah. And that's something that everybody, you know, I don't get to make that choice for anybody and they don't get to make that choice for me. Mm-hmm. And there have been times where I've, you know, slept in my car and I didn't, you know, done different things. But it's, you know, it's everybody's choice, like how they want to go about it.
Right.
And for somebody, if that's like, that's what gets them going, then fine, if that's how they want to do it. And, so I think that when I see people who will say things or post things like, well, you have to, you know, skip your anniversaries and this and that. And, you know, it's like, well, no, you don't have to.
Right.
If that's what they want to do and that's how they did it and they're happy with that, that's fine. If somebody else doesn't want to, that's fine too. But at the end of the day, all of these people, myself included, just have to accept what we get out of it based on the route we chose. We make our choices and then we get what we get.
Right.
Well said.
I like that.
Me too.
She's just Superwoman 2019. Mm-hmm. I love it. Before we get out of here, we're going to hit you with some rapid hot tags.
Women's wrestling rapid hot tags.
All right, so here we go. Always early or always late?
Working on it.
Last person you text?
Last person I text? My husband, I guess.
Okay. if you were to listen to one album for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Ben Folds.
Okay. If you, who's your favorite wrestler, female or male?
Natty.
Oh, man.
I do like Natty, fellow Canadian. Oh. What is the one thing you love about yourself?
My personality.
Dream dinner guest.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Oh. That's, I don't know.
It's tough.
That's tricky.
Dead or alive?
I was not prepared.
Okay, not
study for that one.
Okay, no problem.
Come back.
We'll come back to that one. Who would play you in a movie?
Sandra Bullock.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Last show you binge watched?
Oh, Sabrina, maybe?
Oh, I think that's on, it's on Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. If you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
Okay, people get mad at me, but I would not eat a last meal. I would donate it because that just seems wasteful to me.
Oh, wow.
But in the spirit of the game.
Wow.
In the spirit of the game, it would be one of my mom's recipes, either the Klein spaghetti or a casserole that she made when I was little.
She said the Klein spaghetti. And then I never thought about it. It is kind of wasteful.
Because, you're about to die.
I might have to throw that question just out
of the mix. I like that she would donate her meal, though, to a nice person.
I know. Then it's like, why are you in jail? You're donating your meal. You're too nice. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Like I said, I know as women, like, we're expected to do all these million things and, you know, we're expected to be superwoman, all this other stuff. And I definitely don't want to put, like, oh, my gosh, you're this. But it's definitely appreciated that in this life that we're living that you can do these things and you seem happy doing it. And it's just like, you know, you're living your best life. So I definitely appreciate you for being inspirational to all our viewers and listeners and myself included.
Thank you so much.
No problem. All right.
Yo, what up? You know what I mean?
Evan T. Mac, we're going to hit the star of the week real quick.
Yeah.
Women's wrestling star of the week.
All right, our women's wrestling star of the week is former Impact Knockout and third-generation wrestler Tessa Blanchard, who is currently signed to Impact Wrestling, The Crush, Lucha Libre in Mexico. And wow, Tessa made her debut in 2014 at Queens of Combat 2 and made her WWE debut in 2014, 16, and 17 as a part of the Mae Young Classic and lost to Kairi Sane. For some of you guys who don't know, Blanchard made her Lucha Underground debut against Eva Lise in a dark match in 2016. Blanchard had quite a year in 2018. She defeated Mercedes Martinez to win the WSU Championship, and later that year defeated Britt Baker, Chelsea Green, and Madison Rayne in a four-corner survival match event, all at All In. Man, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Blanchard made her Impact debut that year and defeated Ali and Sue Young in a three-way match to win a knockout championship. However, at the beginning of 2019, Blanchard lost the championship to Taya Valkyrie with guest referee, the legendary Gail Kim. Blanchard had the longest women's wrestling match in history with a 75-minute Iron Woman's match against Mercedes Martinez. 23-year-old Blanchard has held over 20 championships since she started her career. Fun fact, Blanchard was a stunt double for actress Florence Pugh in the movie Fighting With My Family, which is about WWE superstar Paige. She dope. She's a legend already, and she's a baby. She's like 4 years old, and she's already like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was on... former host of the show, Sarah the Rebel's show, yesterday, and I was saying that she's essentially changing the way, I don't know about men, maybe Cody can add to that, but changing the way that women's wrestling and wrestling in general is taken. She's on all these promotions.
100%.
She's on these promotions with just her name.
100%.
No, like, aliases, whatever. And
like, Tessa Blanchard. Like,
yeah.
Boom.
And it's like almost the same character in every promotion. It's like, take it or leave it.
It's incredible.
And
the guts, man, the guts, the the skill level, because not everyone can just do that.
Like, right.
She still is paving the way for future women, maybe men, to be able to do that. I think she is starting a new blueprint of how you're supposed, how a wrestler is supposed to wrestle. Not, like I said, the WWE is not your only stop, not your only goal. You can do other things.
Yeah.
And she is, 20 championships?
23.
20.
And like, I don't know I don't know where everybody's bag is. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what the first wrestler makes. However. she reminds me of, if you guys don't know this track reference, Allyson Felix. Allyson Felix, huge track superstar. Yep. She didn't go through the whole college university thing. She forgo her scholarship. She went to USC but ran pro, made her money, got all these deals. Now she's a mom. Like, she's living her best life. And then she thinks she's been in maybe 4 or 5 different Olympics since she was like 17.
Yeah, different ways to get to the pot of gold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not everyone has to follow the same blueprint. You find what works for you. And that's what Tessa's doing.
Yeah.
Like I said, she's going to be that blueprint for a lot of women.
Well, the fact she's so young.
She's a baby.
Yeah.
And like I said, but she's so successful. I think just because of her work ethic,
yeah,
her talent, she does, and she resonates with people too.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to know, we are in talks of hopefully getting her on the show, but definitely want to know who came up with that idea.
Seriously.
Meaning that it's like, did she decide that because in the era we are in, she's going to go this direction, or did she have a team behind her, like her family? And it's like, no, well, you don't really need necessary to go straight to WWE. You can do all these things. Like, I'd love to know the behind the scenes to, you know, how she got there. However, our question, or our poll question of the week is, in an all-in-out brawl, who do you have? The Beast, who's on WoW. So if you don't know who she is, definitely check her out, because she's going places.
Yes, she is.
Jazz or Chyna?
That's amazing.
So you can vote on WPW Weekly on Instagram and on Twitter.
Shout out to everybody in the chat, too, by the way, man. Anybody that comes on the show, we can't do it without you, man. We appreciate you. You know, the mayor, the unofficial mayor, AfterBuzz.
Bosa.
The GM, Johan Pena, man, Star Drew, and a partridge in a pear tree, man. We appreciate y'all. We do, for real. I love y'all so much.
We are coming up on finishing up or closing out our second season. So if there are any people that you want to see on the show that haven't been on the show.
Yeah, make it happen. Y'all send a tweet out.
Yeah, send a tweet out. Let us know. We do have some, I've been in talks for season 3. So we do have some folks that have been on the show, that have done big things, that are coming back to the show. So I'm really excited for that. But where can everybody find you, Mr. Cococina?
You know, Evan T, Mac, Instagram, and Twitter, America's Chocolate Sweetheart. Cococina, man. Number one John Cena fan of all time. Shout out to the GOAT.
He's injured right now.
I know, man. He's getting older, man. You know, getting older.
Also, shout out to Tony.
Tony B.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to be coming back soon. So definitely shout out to him. Definitely missed. If you're not following AfterBuzz, you can go on AfterBuzz on YouTube. Excuse me. YouTube.com/AfterBuzz, TV and Wrestling. Make sure to hit that subscribe button.
Like button.
Also, give us a thumbs up on the episode on iTunes and everywhere that you're listening
to us. 5 stars.
5 stars. Nothing less. Also, like I said, Twitter and Instagram. Follow us on WPW Weekly. Follow AfterBuzz as well on Twitter and Instagram. We know there are a lot of wrestling podcasts all over the place. A lot. Like, I'm discovering new ones all the time. And there are ones that are actually taking our blueprints. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, we gotta talk about that.
But
y'all stop stealing from us. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's a form of flattery, so I don't mind. There's only one Cococina and one Canadian Assassin. But we definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in, for checking in, for getting on the social media, for retweeting, all that good stuff.
Yes, yes.
And you're the one that makes this show the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. So until next time, you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad, but we will see you next week.
Executive producers, ciao. Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek. Producer, TK Trinidad. And me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling. We ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.